Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Friday.
Yay!
We're in sync on that one. We hope that your week is winding down great and you have a lot of things to be thankful for. Other than that, I think we're just going to jump into today's episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
We are picking up on day two of our Finding Freedom from Stress devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description of this podcast if you want to follow along. I'm going to read the scripture as always, and then Tori's going to read the Devo. The scripture is Philippians 4, verses 12 and 13, and it says this: I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or an empty one, with plenty or a little, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength.
I love that. I feel like we've been talking about that verse a lot lately.
A lot, yeah. Yes.
The devotional says, what are you putting emphasis on? One of the first definitions of the word stress was drawn tight, which is a pretty accurate way to describe how being stressed feels. You feel like you can't breathe or think, like you're restricted. A few years later, the word expanded to have a figurative meaning. The earliest definitions were to put emphasis on or lay pressure on something by relying on it. Again, it hits the nail on the head, right? When we're stressed about something, we're putting emphasis on our problem. And that's okay sometimes, but we have to ask ourselves, are we putting more emphasis on our problems or on our God? Jesus challenged us about this in Matthew chapter 6. He explained that we don't have to worry about what comes next in our lives. Instead, he invited us to trust him. He asked us to consider whether we truly believe he is a good father who cares about us. Because if we genuinely believe that he wants the best for us, then we can stop worrying so much about what's in front of us. One especially striking thing Jesus said was, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you as well." Jesus knows better than we do what we need on earth, but we are so caught up in trying to live a great life that we forget to focus on eternity. We know this world is not our home, but so often we can idolize comfort. What we stress about reveals what we care about. And if we're always stressed about achieving the next big thing here, we have to question whether our hearts are aligned with God's kingdom or focused on building our own. Although we should use our God-given gifts and talents to make a difference on earth, and there's nothing wrong with ambition, we have to make sure our priorities are in the right order. Seek first his kingdom, then these things will be given to you. So as you reflect on your stress, ask yourself what you're relying on. What are you putting your emphasis on? Choose to focus first on God. Choose to trust that he is a good dad who can take care of you. And as your focus shifts onto God and away from yourself, you might be amazed at how your stress doesn't seem so huge anymore.
Yeah, that reminds me of this quote that I've heard before, which is, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your God is.
Yeah.
And it's really about what you focus on.
Yeah.
And I think this is such a simple, great reminder of what are we putting our stress on?
Right.
Because obviously, if you go back to the traditional definition of that word stress, it's what are you putting emphasis on?
Yeah.
Well, am I adding emphasis to all my problems? Or am I adding emphasis to my huge, powerful, great, loving Father God?
Right.
Well, when I used to race dirt bikes, there was always this rule that this is kind of a random thing to include in the podcast, but it made me think of it.
Yeah.
If you look at the tree, you're going to hit the tree.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very true that what we focus on, what we put our gaze on, what we put our stress on or our emphasis on, we will think about that. We will focus on that.
Yeah. It's very revealing of where our heart posture is. Like, I loved that it said, like, it's almost that whole thing that we say all the time, like, let's take an inventory and let's take an inventory of the things that are bringing stress into our lives. And then let's analyze, like, okay, why am I stressed out about this? Is it because I think that this thing is going to bring me more comfort? Do I think that this thing is going to bring me peace and joy? And then it's like that realization that, oh my gosh, when that thing happens, I don't find my peace or joy from that thing. I find my peace and my joy from the Lord. So why am I putting so much emphasis on this thing that's causing me so much stress versus, you know, fixing my focus on the Lord?
Yeah.
You know,
I heard this quote once from Jim Carrey where he had said, I wish that all of you could get everything that you asked for so you could see how hollow it is.
Wow.
Deep.
So deep.
You ready for me to pray son out?
Yes.
Lord, thank you for this loving reminder to put our emphasis on you, to put our hope on you, to cast our gaze upon you, God, because you are a good God. You are a faithful God. You are a powerful God. You are a loving God. You are a producing God. You provide for us, God. Thank you for that. But you provide what we need, not just what we want, Lord. Will you help us align our wills into what we need from you and not what we want for ourselves, Lord? What we should want for ourselves is to be aligned with your will for our life, God, because we know that you have the perfect, pleasing, and good plan for our life. And we need to be made more into your image and to be have our identity and our hopes to be crafted into what you have for us, because that's when we'll experience the most joy, God. But there's so many other things vying for our attention, Lord. Would you help us to push those distractions and other sounds and other wills and other ideas away, God, and only put our emphasis and our stress upon you? You, the good, righteous, living God. Right now, Tori and I are going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me. And heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding. Love so pure. Love so abounding. We will endure. Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We hope you enjoyed this week of devotionals.
And don't forget, you are God's masterpiece.
And also don't forget that we love you.
We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Tschüssi.